Okay, Kathy, this post is doing that fame where it tries to make Claude sound like it comes in three flavors of increasingly serious. I'm curious if that's actually useful or just tidy sounding.
A little of both, honestly. The structure is real enough, but the article keeps flattening different problems into one ladder. An agent, a loop, and a graph are not just three names for more automation.
Right, but that latter is probably the point. Most people are still stuck in ask, read, fix, ask again mode. And the post is saying there's a way to stop making the model wait for permission every 5 seconds.
Sure. The strongest part is the distinction between chat and actual agentic work. If the model can call tools, keep state, and continue until a condition is met, that is a different system. But the article makes it sound like the model magically gets better, and it doesn't. The wrapper gets better.
And that wrapper is exactly what people buy, though. Nobody ships better abstraction around a prompt as a slogan, but they do care if the thing can research, draft, check, and keep going without babysitting. That's the product story here.
Yeah, I buy the product story more than the taxonomy. The thing I like is that it admits levels. A lot of posts jump straight to fully autonomous agent fantasy, and this one at least says tool use is already a step up. That's sane.
And it's a pretty good bridge for teams who want to know where to start. Not every workflow needs the whole cathedral. Sometimes you just need Claude to read a file, run a check, and not make you paste the same instructions 6 times.
Exactly. The loop section is where it gets more interesting to me, because that's where the article stops being vibes and starts talking about checks, stop conditions, and memory. A loop without a real failing test is just draft spam with a nicer name.
Oh, that line is such an exploring next sentence. But yeah, fair. If the output can't be graded automatically, then the loop is basically asking the model to admire its own work until you get bored.
Right, and the article is good to say that the finish line has to be a fact, not a feeling. If you need a human in the middle to decide whether it's good, then the loop doesn't buy you much. You've just created a slower way to produce auctions.
That's the part I think matters to actual users, though. A lot of people don't need full autonomy. They need a self-checking workflow that can rewrite until it clears a bar. That's a real improvement over manually nudging every revision.
I'm with you there, with one annoying caveat. The cost story is not decorative. If every pass drags the whole history back through the model, you can absolutely burn money chasing a marginal improvement. The article is right that keep rate is the number that matters.
And honestly, that's the first place this stops being a toy. If you're discarding most of the attempts, you're not automating work, you're funding a very expensive debate club.
That's good. And rude. The graph section is the same pattern. It's useful when jobs really do depend on each other, with bounded outputs that another node can consume cleanly. But people use graph as if any orchestration becomes elegant once it has boxes and arrows.
No way, you're saying the boxes aren't enough? I'm shocked. But seriously, the fixed output shape is the practical bit. If the next step can't read the previous step without a human interpreting it, then you don't have a graph. You have a relay race with sticky notes.
Exactly. The article's best move is that it keeps coming back to contracts, node, edge, output shape, dependency. That's the boring machinery that makes multi-step work hold together. Without that, multi-agent is just a prettier label for coordination pain.
And that's where I think the post actually lands well. It's not proving Claude is secretly omnipotent. It's giving people a way to choose the smallest useful structure instead of jumping straight to the most dramatic one.
Yeah, I still think it overstates how cleanly people can climb those levels in practice, because real tasks are messier than the diagram. But as a guide for when to add tools, when to add a loop, and when to split work into nodes, it holds up.
That's fair. It's a decent map, just not a prophecy. Also, I like that it quietly says the heavy version is often unnecessary. That feels more honest than the usual agents will eat everything nonsense.
completely. And the article is strongest when it's basically telling you to earn complexity. Start simple, make the check real, and don't call it a loop unless it can actually stop for the right reason.
Okay, that's the whole Wednesday. I cannot believe this is how we're spending an episode of Exploring next, but at least nobody said agentic future with a straight face. Come on, Kathy.
Please, you said it first in spirit. Also, I'm going to be insufferable the next time somebody calls a glorified retry loop architecture.